If you're enjoying these podcasts from Planet Shakers Church, why don't you check out one of our other channels, The Well, podcasts for worship leaders and music teams all around the world. This week, we've got Pastor Tim Hall speaking on strength in weakness. We pray you encounter Jesus through this word.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'm going to read from verse 7. Most of us probably know this scripture. The Bible says that Paul, for the sake of the incredible revelations that he was getting, received or had come against him a thorn in the flesh, something that pricked and came against him sharp and kept coming. The Bible says, some people say it was a sickness. I don't believe that. I think the next few words tell us what it was. Let's pick this up here in verse 7. He says, "Lest I should be exalted," I'm reading from the New King James, "above measure, by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me." And then it describes what that was, a messenger of Satan. And that is, the word for messenger is angelos, or an angel of Satan. An angel of Satan came against him, and the Bible says that it came to buffet him, "lest I be exalted above measure." Here was a situation with the great apostle Paul, a man of strength and courage, a mighty man, and this man was buffeted by a spirit. To buffet in the Greek means to, like a punch that keeps hitting and hitting and hitting and spiky and against and against. And the Bible says that this thing kept coming at Paul. Now, I don't know how you are, but in the last 18 months, it has been a buffeting. It's been a buffeting. When you want to travel in evangelism and you can't get out and do the things that you know your spirit wants to do, and you're held back, and circumstances and uncertainty. And I know there's people that have been buffeted financially and buffeted in their minds. A lot of Christians are going through great battles in their mind. It's been a buffeting, one after another, lockdown and this and that and uncertainty and what's coming next. Bang, bang, bang. Paul was troubled by what was happening. Paul was troubled by what was going on. And the great apostle Paul, the Bible says three times, he says, "I entreated the Lord that it might go from me." The word to entreat was a begging. It's the word which is used to beg or to implore. Paul wasn't offering a little prayer here. He was saying, "God, this is getting to me. This thing's getting to me. This thing's affecting me." This is Paul, the apostle. This thing is starting to wear me down. And he said three times, he said, "Lord, please, I implore you, can you change this thing that is buffeting my life?" I don't know how you've been, but in the last 18 months, there are times, I've had times out there praying where I've been imploring God for something to break, for something to change, for something to happen, for this thing to bust. And the scripture says that Paul three times implored the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to him. Let's have a look here, see what it says. He says, "Paul, my grace is sufficient to you. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness," or in your weakness. He says, "Paul, I know you're going through rough times." But he said, "My grace is actually right now sufficient for you. If you understand my hand that's on you right now, you would understand that something is actually happening in you, that something is taking place in your life right now, something happening in my life right now." And what did he say? He said, "Paul, my grace is sufficient for you." Let's read this. He says, "For my strength is made perfect in weakness," in your weakness, is what he was saying to Paul. "My strength is made perfect in your weakness." What is the word strength here? The word here in the Greek is dunamis or dunamis, divine, supernatural, miraculous, enabling and empowering, is brought to completeness and maturity in your time of weakness. He said, "Paul, right at this time, my strength is being established in you as you're pressing in and holding on despite what's coming against you. Something is being formed in you." And I want to say to you that as I've watched in 18 months, which has been the hardest 18 months that most of us can remember for a very, very long time, we are aware that something is changing. I think if we could look at our lives 18 months ago, I think most Christians right now that are pressing into God, holding on to God, taking a stand for God, getting in the Word and getting into prayer would say, I am in a different place to what I was 18 months ago. Every Christian that has been standing strong in this buffeting time, and that's how it's been, like buffeting waves. Waves, just when you think things are opening up, bang. Just when you think freedom's bang, 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 keeps coming. If you watch the news, it'll keep coming. I don't watch the news. I don't want to be buffeted. But I do know something. I'm stronger, and I think you are too, because over this time, we've been pressing into God. We've refused to lie down. We've refused to back off. We said, well, it's been uncomfortable and it's been unpleasant, but you are forging your divine power in me through these circumstances. And I love what it goes on to say here. Paul goes on and he said, I would rather boast in my infirmities. The word infirmity there, asthenia, means basically to be weak or frail. In the frailty of my situation right now, he said, I would sooner boast in my frailty that the power of God might come upon me or rest upon me. That's an interesting piece of scripture. He says, I will boast in the fact that even though things are hard right now, the divine power of God is coming upon me in such a way that it's not just increasing in me, but the word to rest upon means to tabernacle upon, or to come upon you like a clothing as a tent, or to cover you so that you walk in another dimension of power. You see, in the sick world we're in right now, the people out there are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, sons and daughters of the living God, who in a time of confusion and uncertainty are going to be walking with something on them that is not natural, not normal. God is wanting to clothe you and tabernacle you in the divine supernatural power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He's wanting this season to be a time when the Word of God, instead of being about here, starts to get right down, and the Word of God begins to dwell richly, and we start to dig wells in God, supernatural wells for the glory of God to flow out of. What is God's plan for you and I? His plan is, in a time when you feel frustrated, buffeted, he says, if you can see what's happening right now, I am actually raising you up. You see, warriors don't come to strength in nice open conditions. The ancient Romans trained so hard that there was so little difference between their training and actual battle that it was hard to distinguish between the two. Their training was often harder than actually battle conditions. But they were trained with a sword twice as heavy as the one they would use, with a shield that was heavier than the one that they fought with. And they would spend hours and hours a day thrusting and driving with that sword until their arms became like steel, and they could handle that shield so that when they went into battle, they were strong, they were trained. In this time, if we can just see it, God is actually raising up warriors. He's raising a different group of people. He's raising a different set of Christians. He's not raising Tiny Tim tiptoeing through the tulips Christians. He's raising a bunch of people with some steel in their belly, with a fire of God burning in them. When we're weak, the Bible says then we're strong. And Paul said, I'm prepared to boast in the weakness of what I'm going through, because I know that the strength and the power of God is coming greater and greater and resting on me like a canopy. And that is what God is wanting to do in you. I look at Christians around the church. I watch our team. I watch our leaders. And I look at some of the incredible leaders we have. And all we have a phenomenal group of leaders. If you come into the prayer meetings, sit in the prayer meetings, there's a fire of prayer. I listen to the people like Pastor Joe down there, full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. I watch Pastor Sam and Pastor Russell and our team rise up, and the ministers, Pastor Steve and each of the guys, Pastor BJ and the guys down there in Geelong, and there is a firing up. Our ministry team, the team of this church, are rising up in prayer with a tenacity greater than I've ever seen in the life of the church. And you know, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. When we wait on God, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. He does respond to intense prayer. I know personally that in times of incredible weakness, that's when God brings about His strength. I recall some years ago, I was going through the worst time of my life. I have told the story here before, but you've probably forgotten it, so it doesn't matter, I'll tell you again. It was the worst time of my life. I was going through a really savage attack on my home and family. It was huge. And I had an invitation to do the first major crusade that I'd ever done. I had preached to a few thousand people, but I'd never done a stadium crusade. I'd never ever had the opportunity to do a crusade that would touch a nation. Never had it. And I felt like I was in the worst place in my life. I was on my own with three little kids, 11, 7, 2, going through absolute difficulties, not knowing where things were going to be, buffeted in my mind, buffeted in my emotions to the degree of depression. And I was truly depressed. I tried to get out of this time in Honiara in the Solomon Islands. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I tried to find another preacher. I couldn't find one. I asked a bunch of guys, but I couldn't get out of it. Finally, I flew into Honiara in the Solomon Islands. And I said to the Lord, God, I'm in no state to preach the gospel. I haven't got it in me. I am a wreck. I'm an emotional wreck. I'm going through stuff that I can't handle. I'm buffeted. I don't know what I'm going to do. And God was silent. But I said, I'm here. I'll do my best. But I don't know what's in me to do. God, I've had it. So I went into my room and I thought about the night and the fact that people would be in the stadium. And I thought, God, I don't know. Have you got the right person here? I'm not up to it. And through the day, I tell you, I was depressed. I was struggling. The word was empty to me. The presence of God, I'd talk to Him. I couldn't feel anything. And then at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, something happened to me. And it's never left me from that day. It has never left me from that day. At about 4 o'clock that afternoon, I was sitting there in my chair, wondering how to face the night, wondering what to preach. How can I preach with authority when I feel like I'm beaten up and as weak as a kitten? And suddenly I felt the Lord, and it was as though He unscrewed the top of my head. And I felt oil, the oil of the Spirit, pump into me. And the strength of God went through my body. I could not explain what I felt, but I'd never felt anything like it. I'd been baptized in the Holy Ghost, but this was different. I believe that God poured into me in my weakest time an anointing of God to the nations of the earth. In my weakest moment, they came to David at his weakest time, hiding in a cave, an emotional wreck, and they came and they said, David, we're your bone and we're flesh. We've come to make you king at the weakest time. The weakest time. I went down that night and I preached, and there was a fire of the Holy Ghost. Miracles, a crippled guy got healed, people got healed, and the next day I got up and I was back into that place, struggling, my mind battered with negativity with my family, battered, beaten, buffeted. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, same thing happened that happened the previous day. The glory of God filled the room, filled me. And all of a sudden I thought, it's not me, but it's Him. He's doing something in me. That night, the Spirit of the Lord hit that place. And I said to them, miracles started breaking out. The crowd was probably double. And I said, you know, tomorrow night, prophesied it, the glory's coming down here. The glory of God will be here tomorrow night. The next day was just as hard as the previous two. All day, just talking to the Lord, trying to feel His presence through the day. Feeling weak, feeling incapable of doing anything. And late in the afternoon, again, he came and visited me and he said, tonight, I'm going to display my glory. In your weakness, I'm going to display my strength. And I got up that night and I preached my heart out that night, and the glory of God filled that place. They carried a man down on a bed, totally paralyzed, a man in a coma, if you like, and they were fanning him and keeping people back from this guy. And all of a sudden, the healing power of God came down, and it came down despite me. I was in no state to be there. But the Bible says his strength is made perfect in your weakness. When you're buffeted, when you're getting beaten around, you don't know what's going on financially, mentally, emotionally, he will step in with his divine, supernatural, majestic power and anointing. And I preached that night. People started getting healed, started laying hands on them. Some deaf ears came open, good things. And then I heard a shout and a scream. And I looked over here and the guy stood up, rolled up his bed, lifted it over his head. I said, come up here. He came onto the platform. The people started to shout and yell. Crutches got thrown up on the platform. The next couple of nights, the glory of God was so strong there that by the last night, I think we went five nights or six nights, whatever. On the last night, there was no room for an altar call. Thousands got saved that night. I couldn't even bring them to the altar because there was no room. The stands were full. The stadium was full. And I walked around amongst people that night that had been saved, and the tears were running down their faces, the glory of God being baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you, I was unfit mentally or physically to even be there. His strength being made perfect in my weakness. And I've got news for you. You're stronger than you were 18 months ago. You're carrying more than you've carried before. The word of God is coming up strong within you. Our church is going to another level. The enemy's come to try and shake us and buffet us. But I want to tell you, we are rising up to a new place of power. We're rising up to a new anointing. We're rising up to the greatest demonstration of power that we have ever seen. Talking revival, speaking it. I love what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11. It talks there and it says, by faith the men of old, many of them, the ones that stood against lions and quenched fire and so on, the Bible says, out of weakness, exactly the same word that Paul used, asthenia, frailty, weakness and frailty. Out of frailty and weakness, they waxed valiant. Out of weakness, they became supernaturally strong. The Greek word in dunamu, they became supernaturally empowered and enabled. They became mighty people. And the Bible says they waxed valiant. That word valiant means forcible, unstoppable, triumphant in battle. And what did they do? They put to flight the armies of the hostiles. They turn things around spiritually. They turn them around physically. Who's going to bring revival to this nation? I'll tell you who. A body of people who have risen up in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. A body of people who are trained as warriors, trained as special forces. I remember walking around over in Canberra through the War Museum, walking through the room of the Victoria Cross winners. And as I was walking around that room, reading the stories of these men, and women as well, but men that had served in battle and men that had faced everything, and no matter what, one man who, as his ship was sinking, went and took hold of a red hot wheel and with his hands burning to the bone, turned that wheel to let men out. Guys that charged into the face of machine gun nests. And as I read about these guys, I thought, my God, I don't want to be, and this is you too, I don't want to be an ordinary Christian. I'm born to do something. I'm born to rise up. But you know, if we're going to be special forces and people that are valiant in battle, then if we go through some trials, we got to recognize it in the midst of what we're going through. Our God is doing something in us. God is doing something powerful in you. If you could just see how much you've grown and how much you're growing as you resist and stand and press in and push in and get in the Word and keep the Word of God in front of you and push through no matter what's buffeting. You may feel like sometimes you want to give up. Sometimes the whole thing can get on top of you and you start to go, God, it's too much. Paul entreated God and God says, my strength, my supernatural power is being forged in you, in your weakness. And I want to say to you, sure, there's been a buffeting. The Bible says, count it all joy when these things come, because there's a weight of power and God is causing patience, strength and faith and the miraculous to rise up in our lives. You are being forged, not just to be a Christian, but to be a conqueror. In the book of Romans 8, and I'll close with this. Paul wrote in Romans 8, he said, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, that word thlipsis means pressure, anguish, trouble, or distress? You know what distress means? Nearness, narrowing of our place. Restrictions, anguish, persecution, famine. No. Nay, in all these things, no matter what, we are more than a conqueror. Watching there online, you are growing stronger. You're more than a conqueror. Nothing can separate you. You're born to rule and reign in life by one Christ Jesus. You're the head, not the tail, above only and never below. More than conquerors comes from two words, hupa, far beyond and over, niko, which is a conqueror. It is a conquering conqueror, a mighty man, a valiant man. We are growing to be mighty, over the top men and women of God who can't be stopped. And we are rising up to have an impact, and we are not going to be stopped by anything. We are rising up with one thing in our mind, and that is to see this city that's been so locked down and gone through so much. The enemy must hate this city. So he's raising up an army of people who will not and cannot be stopped, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the power of God, unstoppable. And that's you and I, born to rule, born to reign, and born to live in dominion.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?